Talking Tummies, the Discovery Home and Health Pregnancy Podcast, week 31.
Welcome to Talking Tummies, where week by week our experts will give you advice and information to help and support you and your baby. Each week, we'll bring you up to date with how your baby's developing and hear from some other mums and mums-to-be about how they're enjoying and coping with their pregnancy. Don't forget, you can listen again at any point, or if you're after information about a particular topic, look at the Talking Tummies page on the Discovery Home and Health website. That's homeandhealthtv.co.uk. It's week 31 of your pregnancy, and in this week's show we'll be getting some advice from Jess Reed from As Two Become Three about coping with the stresses of these later stages of pregnancy. But first, a quick baby update.
What's going on?
Your baby now weighs about 1.3 kilograms, or 2 pounds 8 ounces. Physical growth is already slowing down, so she won't get much longer, but she will continue to put on weight. Her accumulating fat will turn her skin from red to the rosy pink she'll have as a newborn. The brain is entering a period of rapid growth again and will produce hundreds of billions of cells. She may move to the rhythm of music, and scientists believe that you can tell from changes in a baby's heart rate whether she prefers one type of music over another. The lungs are the only major organ left to complete their development.
I had it so bad that I couldn't remember life before indigestion, and I thought this was how it was going to be. I was going to be going into my 80s still, unable to finish a meal without it repeating on me terribly.
Heartburn is nothing to do with the heart and all to do with the digestive system. If you too are still suffering, try chewing gum after a meal, as this stimulates the saliva glands. And try drinking water between meals rather than during them. It makes sense to avoid acidic foods such as vinegar and citrus fruits. Remember to sit upright after a meal and don't eat too late in the evening. You can, of course, get heartburn remedies over the counter, but just make sure they're suitable to take during pregnancy. You may have been putting off exercise, and that's totally understandable. It's hard to know what stuff you can and can't do when you're pregnant, and sometimes feels easier not to try. But there are loads of antenatal fitness classes specifically for pregnant women, and some are more unusual than others.
A bunch of pregnant women in the swimming pool basically jumping around to sort of pop music, basically. But it's good fun, and I guess, you know, you are doing, you know, it feels like you're not actually doing that much. You don't break into a sweat, but you are sort of moving your arms and legs, and because there's no pressure on your body, it's totally safe.
Why not try aquanatal sessions at your local swimming pool? Apart from being easy on the joints, swimming with your bump supported by the water is a lovely freeing feeling.
An expert update.
Even if you haven't lifted a finger during your pregnancy, it's not too late. As you approach the last few weeks, you might also think about gentle exercise classes that actually help prepare your body for labour itself. Jane Wake, health and fitness expert.
There's lots of yoga classes that can do this. This is really important for allowing the body to relax, but also looking at various different positions that you might want to adopt during labour. There is such a thing called birthing squats. This is a position that can be really useful in labour and is a position that a lot of women choose to have their baby in. It's a very good position because it helps with gravity and the baby is able to come out more easily. It's also really good to think about doing these types of exercises in conjunction with the pelvic floor. As well as lifting and tightening the pelvic floor, you need to be able to relax and let the pelvic floor go. Again, this is really important during labour.
Doing yoga or any form of gentle exercise now will help in many ways, not least because it helps you relax, reducing anxiety, but it's good for your baby too. Jess Reed from As Two Become Three.
It's really important to relax because your feel-good hormones get passed across to the baby and he or she feels chilled out as well. So a happy, relaxed, unstressed mum means a happy, chilled out baby. Only you know how you relax. And you need to think about times in the past when you have felt really chilled out and see if you can recreate those environments. Whether it's a walk in the park, whether it's listening to classical music, whether it's having a day in a spa, if you're able to manage that, or whether it's having some massage.
One technique that is good for aiding both relaxation and sleep is deep breathing. Janie Goddard, president of the Complementary Medicine Association, explains how it's done.
Breathing exercises are wonderful. The tip here, the correct form of breathing to actually help yourself get to sleep, is you breathe in and then you count your out breath. So you breathe in and you count out for four counts. Now, ideally, those should be slowish counts. So you'd breathe out counting one, two, three, four. Breathe in again and again. One, two, three, four. Now, the reason why you need to actually count the out breath is because it gives your mind something to do. Essentially, you're doing two things here. You are A, boring yourself into sleep. The second thing is that you're actually changing the ratio of oxygen to carbon dioxide in your body. So you're actually breathing out more carbon dioxide, and it has this amazing effect of creating an amazing relaxation response.
If you're interested in finding out more about relaxation techniques or a topic that isn't in this week's show, go to the pregnancy section on the Discovery Home and Health website at homeandhealthtv.co.uk. From there, you'll be able to access details of all the shows in the series and interact in the pregnancy forum where you can share and swap tips with other mums and mums-to-be. One of the topics that keeps appearing on the forums of the Discovery Home and Health website is anxiety and people's fears about how they're going to cope. You and your partner may be feeling anxious and even scared about what the next few weeks will bring, and that's totally normal. It's only an issue if you feel you can't talk about stuff openly. There are things you can do to help maintain communication. Jess Reed from As Two Become Three helps people prepare for parenthood and believes it's essential for parents-to-be to spend quality time with each other in these last few weeks.
It might be having a nice meal together, going out for an evening, going for a long walk. The other thing that's important is to maybe write down some of the key things that you want to talk to your partner about. And if you've got them jotted down, you're not going to forget them if you're finding it difficult to verbalise it. And if you are finding it difficult to actually say it, maybe show him your piece of paper where you've written down some of these questions. And similarly, you can encourage him to do the same thing. Get your partner to maybe jot down a few key things that he's finding difficult to speak about, swap over these pieces of paper, and make sure you've got a nice, good environment where you're not tired and you're not stressed and you can discuss these things.
Talking tummies.
So, how are other mums to be relaxing?
I have a bath with lavender and I just, in between doing things, I'll just lie down and just think about the pregnancy and about the baby. And even if it's just for 5 minutes, I'll do that, and then it just gives me the strength to sort of get back up again and carry on with what I was doing. But I definitely listen to what my body is telling me. And if my body is saying, you know, just sit down, then I do it, definitely.
My happiest time is being by the beach. I've got these wonderful CDs of crashing waves on a beach, and I find that the most relaxing thing. And I put that on at night and I can be out within 30 seconds. So I'm relaxing that way with my own kind of, my own style of hypnosis or calming.
Yoga, you know, there's always a bit of meditation at the end. So I think that's really useful. And obviously concentrating on breathing, because I'm aware that during the birth process, if you can kind of engage in your breathing and actually use the periods between contractions properly, if you can get into sort of a meditative state, then that is really helpful apparently, because if it goes on for hours and hours and you can't sleep, that's as close to sleep as you can get. Plus, perhaps if I'm very sleep deprived after the baby's born, I've kind of been wanting to do a bit more meditation just to sort of prepare myself for that and hopefully use that a bit later as well, you know, just to sort of get into a kind of very calm zone. So I've been trying to do a bit of that. And then other things, just simply sort of lying on the sofa and reading or watching telly or, you know, just taking it easy. I mean, it's the bigger you get, the easier it is to take it pretty easy, actually, and not do that much.
I relaxed by exercising, by swimming, walking, getting out into the fresh air and enjoying being off work and being well and being pregnant and probably quite up on the hormonal buzz of things.
With about 2 months to go, you'll be thinking about the birth more and more. So in next week's show, we'll be looking at your plans for the big day. We'll hear from our midwife about the preparations you can make for your labour, and we'll get some tips on practicing birth positions.
Talking Tummies, the Discovery Home and Health Pregnancy Podcast.